Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Strike, the pitch to Contreras. Swung on, line towards center. Quinn coming on. He won't get it. It's a base hit. Acuna sold out. He's coming home. The game's over. William Contreras wins it with a single to center as the Phillies get the Bryce Harper homer in the top of the ninth, and they can't get an out in the bottom of the ninth.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. That was Scott Fransky on the call last night as the Phillies lose. Ike, what is up, man? How are you?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
I feel like I say this once a week where I'm like, man, that was the toughest loss that I can remember with the Phillies. And then they, and then you will remind me, man, there's been a lot of these losses. Yeah. And then there's another one last night. That was a huge gut punch. Because like, here's my mentality. It's like, well, they lost this one. And then Bryce, they take the lead in the top of the ninth inning with the home run. It's like, wow, unbelievable. And then they send Nick Nelson out for a second inning to try to save it, and it ended predictably after I saw Nick Nelson come out for the second inning.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you're a team that is trying to find your way and trying to really establish who you are, maybe this is who you are. Like, I don't know, find ways to lose games. So that was a tough one last night. You know, you got a two-game winning streak going. I got to be honest with you. Before Bryce hit that home run, I'd already chalked that game up as a loss because the Phillies didn't look very well. I mean, they looked lifeless in this game. And it was like, okay, you're going to lose the middle game and hopefully you win tomorrow. And it gives you at least a split in the series when I'm expecting to get 3 out of 4. Then Bryce hits the home run and you're thinking, okay, maybe we're going to steal it. But you know you still have to get through the bottom of the ninth. No one can honestly say to themselves they feel comfortable when going to this bullpen with a one-run lead. Hell, one-run lead. Hell, we don't feel comfortable with a 3 or 4-run lead going to this bullpen.
Nope.
So no one in this bullpen, in my estimation, gives me full confidence. Sure, Sir Anthony can look good here. Brogdon may look good there. Even Knebel looks good at times, but I don't have much confidence in him when he's out there on the mound to close out the game. And I know Joe Girardi, we're going to give it to him. He's been getting it all night. It was another terrible managing job by Joe Girardi. But that bullpen, which had looked okay earlier in the season, is starting to start leak a little bit of oil. And maybe, what do they say, water reaches level? I don't know what the hell that really means, but I'm assuming that eventually everything averages out. So even though they looked pretty good earlier, maybe now this is that moment during the season where they sort of come back down to earth a little bit. I don't know what the answer is other than Joe Girardi put himself in this position because he almost came into this game, or at least that ninth inning, not expecting to win the game.
Right. No, I mean,
it's almost like he got caught.
Like, oh, bleep, we're in the lead.
I need a
closer.
Right.
Nelson, yeah, you go back out there for the second inning.
Right.
Now, they had a bunch of right-handers coming up, so he didn't want to put Alvarado out there. And by the way, I would never want to put Alvarado out there in the ninth inning of any game. But, I mean, Sir Anthony could have been – you could have used him.
Yep.
Their timing is incredible, the Phillies. Because just when you think this could be where they're gaining some momentum, like you had said, two games in a row, you win the first two in Atlanta, Now you're rolling a little bit. Even if you lose that third game, you still have a chance to take three or four before heading to New York. Now you have a loss. Now you're licking your wounds. Now you hope you come out tonight and you get a win tonight. Otherwise, your best case scenario is looking at a split.
Yep.
Yeah, so their timing's bad. And, like, the Joe Girardi firing stuff, and like I don't want to be the one that comes out here today, and I believe Joe DeCamera was saying today they should fire Joe Girardi. If Joe Girardi got fired today or last week,
nobody's going to complain.
Yeah, like, all right, I would say who's the next manager?
All right,
manager?
Who's the manager, yeah.
Right, I would hope that it would make a difference. I'm skeptical that it would when you have Nick Nelson as one of your main relievers, or you have to, James Norwood comes in the sixth inning, doesn't retire a batter, gives up two runs. Again, his ERA is over eight. Why is this guy still on the roster, right?
Yeah.
So Mitch Williams called in the other day, right at the beginning of our show. Larry Anderson's talked about this a long time. If you're not going to pitch your reliever three games in a row, it's going to be tough to have a lot of arms available. And that's what the Phillies ran into last night. Joe Girardi doesn't pitch his relievers 3 days in a row, so Knebel wasn't available. Mm-hmm. But, like, oh, then that means you're going to have Nick Nelson having to go for a two-inning save, and you lost predictably.
So how do you change that? If the manager has a philosophy, I mean, where does the change come from? I mean, somebody upstairs would have to say you need to change the way you approach the games.
You have to change the philosophy.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the starting pitching's been bad. I know Gibson didn't go deep last night, but still, for the most part, this bullpen isn't gassed because starting pitching's not giving them enough easing. They've been very good.
No. Yeah, I just don't think the bullpen is very good.
It's not.
And to be quite frankly, I mean, they sit at 20-23 because the offense hasn't been what everyone expected. I mean, that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, if you have nine runs last night, you win the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they sit where they are. It's not why they lost the game last night, but I'm saying most people's frustration is this is a buildup. This is a carryover. This is what we've seen, an accumulation of things all season long. And it hasn't been just a bullpen, but the frustration from the losses is really, in my opinion, mostly attributed to the offense not performing well. Because there's been a lot of games where they can't score runs and they lose. And bullpens have to go in there and hold a lead or keep you close, a 2-1 game or a 3-2 game where you only have three hits and it's the seventh inning. Like, it's been far too many of those games also. And the reality is, after 46 games, this is what the baseball team is. Like, this is what they are. If Castellanos isn't going to have a great year, if Nick Schwarber isn't going to hit closer to 275 than he is to 200, I mean, like, this is what it's going to be. If Rhys Hoskins is going to bat 228 versus 275, this is what it's going to be. This pitching staff isn't good enough to carry offenses that hit as light as we hit around here.
Nope.
So I understand. Fire Girardi, whatever. Fire him. Okay, next manager comes in. You're still managing these players.
Agreed.
Still managing these players.
And by the way, it doesn't let Girardi off the hook.
I mean, we can rip him and yell at him. I'm just saying, nothing changes.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I am right now. It's like, all right, you got somebody else that you think can do a better job? All right, but like.
Let's go get him.
Let's go get him. Are these players, is the bullpen better? Right? Does the offense wake up? We'll take phone calls early. First segment, 215-592-9494.
My goodness, one of the most disappointing players on this team this year is JT Realmuto. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, when I signed up to the long-term contract, I wasn't expecting these numbers.
Nobody was expecting this. I don't care if you were the most optimistic or the most pessimistic. You didn't see this. Nobody said he's going to be batting 234 and hitting 15 home runs a year. Nobody said that.
Nope.
So, I mean, he's been highly disappointing this year.
What's been most disappointing for you with this team this year? Like you said, the facts are the facts. They're three games under 500. We're almost in June now.
Yeah.
It ain't early anymore.
Mm-mm.
And there's still plenty of time, but this has been.
And then you get Roman Quinn out there. Oh, my goodness. Out there in the outfield. All right. Now we're playing like little league teams now. Well, you got it. I got it. I got it. You got it. And nobody gets it. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, Roman Quinn's got to make that catch, period.
Yeah, come on, man.
The only reason you can deal with him being in the lineup is supposedly he's supposed to be a good defensive center fielder and he's a good base runner, et cetera. And I don't see a particularly good center fielder, Ike.
Nah, a good center fielder would have caught that ball.
Yeah, he would have. No, a good center fielder, like Castellanos would have been like, nah, he's got this or whatever. Yeah, Roman calls him off.
Well, part of the problem is a different center fielder out there every other day or every 2 or 3 days.
Well, Jack's been lobbying for Mickey Moniak. All right, so Sir Anthony Dominguez, I was expecting him to come in because I thought he was a high leverage reliever. After the game, Girardi spoke about where Sir Anthony was.
Is Sir Anthony...
He should be back tomorrow. No, he just needed another day.
And there was, I know you don't like to push the third day, but given the fact that you rallied back, there was no chance of Canaver.
Well, I mean, he had a really tough inning. Let's see, I don't even know what today's Tuesday. A tough inning on Sunday. Yesterday he threw. It's early in the year. I just, no.
There you go.
Yeah, you just what? Just thought it would be better than not pitching tonight?
He thought it'd be better.
And he's not been very good. So he could have very easily went out there and blew the game, too.
Any of these guys could have went out and blew the game in the ninth inning. Totally agree. Totally agree. But when Nick Nelson came out for that second inning,
You knew what was going to happen.
I said, this is what we're doing tonight. And it happened. At least it happened quick in the ninth inning. And they didn't waste a lot of time. Jack Fritz, your reaction to last night? It was a kick in the groin.
Yeah,
for me.
And it's been a lot of this in the last 250 games managed by Joe Girardi. It's like it's once a week. I mean, we open with that. But I just don't understand how this keeps happening. How do you keep running out of guys? How do you – like he keeps saying, like, yeah, these guys are down. Well, that's your fault. It's like you're the guy that's willfully doing that. Sir Anthony pitched 11 pitches on Sunday. Like, you can't tell me that he couldn't have gone out there and thrown last night. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, he keeps managing for late in the year when they're 8 games out.
Yeah, he talks about October now. Dude, you're not going to be in October.
Like, you're not managing the Yankees, man. I'm sorry. Like, you don't have Rivera, Chapman, Andrew Miller, Dalen Betances. Like, you don't have these guys in the back of the bullpen. Like, you're not going to get to September if you keep managing for it now. So it's just – listen, we can say manager doesn't matter. You got to move on from the guy. I mean, it's at least it'll give this team some kind of spark, some kind of like, okay, well, at least they're holding someone accountable around there. And then maybe it does wake the players up. There's no downside to doing it. There's no downside to getting him out of here. And it continues to happen night after night. It's embarrassing.
Well, the only reason I can think of why they wouldn't feel the way that you're feeling is they don't have a better option.
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of. There is no downside to moving on from Joe Girardi. Like, there is none. But if they don't believe they have a better option available, I don't know. I don't know. Like I don't know. I mean, tell me. Baseball managers coming in and, like, what are they going to change? Unless you get some new players in here, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, a spark in the clubhouse, but does that equate to the bullpen?
How sustainable is that?
You're right. We're May, man. This is May. Either your players are good enough or they're not. But you're going to get to a point where this is going to be something you want to do. The Phillies elected not to extend him and pick up his option. Mm-hmm. And normally, Ike, you pick it up just so he's not a lame duck, so you don't have to answer questions about him coming back or not. They didn't even do that. I mean, they gave him a cannon. A 1 year extension, and then they didn't bring him back after that year, right? So it's not like you can't bring him back, but they elected not to even do that. So they're kind of telling you what they think based on their actions. So if that's the case, how long are you going to wait for this to do it? I agree with you. Does it solve anything? Like, at some point you got to start trying some stuff here. You're 3 games under 500. It's not early anymore. You're 43 games into the season. 215-592-9494. But does it change anything? And does that solve the issue that the Phillies have right now? Does firing Joe Girardi right now, does that change things? And I don't know if it does. It may, but I also know I've watched this team for the last however many years, and this is the team that it's been. They've been a bad bullpen. They seem to find the ways to lose games, whether the offense isn't showing up or when the offense does show up, the starting pitching isn't good, or if the starting pitching good, the bullpen blows it. They just find ways to lose games. Whenever they lose, it just doesn't feel like it's like, oh, you know, like it was one of those games and they got a loss. No, they actually have opportunities to win these games. Let's go to Stacy in North Philly to lead us off. Stacy, go ahead. How are you?
First of all, good afternoon, gentlemen. Praise God. Another beautiful day.
Ah. What's up, Stacy?
What's up, Stace?
Also, our condolences and prayers go out to the families out in Texas. That was absolutely horrible yet again.
Yeah.
Yep, that, for sure.
That's more important than what we're talking about. But
without a doubt.
It seems like all the Philadelphia teams have the same similar problems. Manager, name-dropping managers that have more reputation than actual skills or talent or development of talent. Girardi's still managing like he still has the New York Yankees in his in his mind. I mean, and this was the real concern about getting them in the first place. Coach Rivers, you know, doesn't want to play younger talent. All these teams seem to have eerily similar problems. And it is disturbing. It really is disturbing because we have two great superstars and we're wasting them.
Yeah, Bryce Harper was almost single-handedly tried to win that game for him last night, and even that wasn't enough. Yeah.
Yeah, the Phillies, I just think you got to – well, I mean, for Girardi, he's got to let the starters go a little longer. I mean, you're pitching once every 4 or 5 days, and you're pulling them at the 5 innings. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When you know you have a bullpen that's struggling, and when you know that you're going to need to go to the bullpen more often than not throughout the year.
Who pitched Sunday? Did Nola pitch Sunday or Wheeler pitch Sunday?
Wheeler pitched two games ago. So I guess it would have been Nola.
The 7-inning game? Nola had a good – he blew up in the – that was Saturday. No, yeah, it was Saturday Nola blew up, yeah, after he had pitched a good game.
Kind of did the Nola thing that he does, yeah.
Yes. Because I was going to say – Sunday was Eflin. Yes. Eflin pitched well, okay. Yeah, the starting pitching hasn't really been the issue for the most part. And last night, you got a little bit of everything. You got bad defense you got bullpen, questionable managing decisions there with who to keep in out there and who not to bring in. To me, it's so hard to fix a team when there's multiple issues there, right? You talking to a GM, you talk to a head coach in basketball and football, they'll tell you, well, if it was just one thing, it'll be easy to fix because it'd be just one thing to fix. There's multiple things that are wrong that's hard to fix all of them at once. And what happens with the Phillies is they get bitten by one of those things every night.
And they just rotate which one bites
them.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the bullpen is
whether bats go cold, we're shaky out in the field defensively. The bullpen blows up on us. Or Girardi is making mistakes, period. Who he chooses not to play, where he bats him in the lineup, how he's bringing guys in and out. I tried to get Joe Girardi the benefit of the doubt with the whole American League, National League thing. Now that's out the door. I do believe
he can't even figure out the NL game. That's the same thing in the AL.
Yeah,
exactly. All you have to do is have bullpen pieces right. That's your only job.
Yeah.
You
know, it's actually the AL now. Yes.
You know, the double switch, that's yes. out. Like, just yes. figure out the bullpen. He had three guys last night that weren't able to go. Three.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Frustrated Phillies up, man.
Well, how does that happen? Right?
They're all high leverage guys, which, like, again, what was the plan if you got into a save situation last night? What was his idea? Like, crap. Like, I don't have an idea?
I don't believe he thought about it.
He didn't. I believe the answer he gave us was off the cuff. I do believe in his head, he had already chalked that up as a loss last night. Because how do you not, at the Bryce Harper, hit the go-ahead home run, pivot and say, oh, bleep, we got to get somebody in there I know can close this game out and get us out of this game. And it's not going back out there with Nick Nelson again.
Nope. No, in fact, you should feel fortunate that your three relievers out after Norwood got out of there actually didn't give up any runs, right?
Right.
I mean, Hand got out of it.
You're right.
Bilotti got it. He cleaned up Norwood, and then Nelson had a good inning. So you sent him out for a second inning as a save situation?
And it looked like he sent a guy that wasn't prepared and wasn't experienced going out there, and it looked like it. And by the way, like, all right, the air is not helping. You know, not being able to make a regular
that played a big part in it, yeah.
It did, but it also, like, he's going to score on that play anyway, and they blew up the save. It's a sacrifice fly, but that started, and then it was over. It happened quick.
Yeah.
Acuna goes to second base, single, next batter, boom, game over. Yeah. Just like that. I was still happy over Bryce. I'm like, they stole this one. Bryce stole this one. Boom, game over. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Joe Girardi's holding the Phillies back? Or is it the players that aren't getting the job done? Would firing him really help? Like, I don't think firing is going to help. I'm not telling you not to try, and I'm not telling you that they shouldn't try. To me, it's the players. It's the players. Or you have to pitch bullpen guys every 3 days. Some of these guys have to pitch every 3 days. Otherwise, you're not going to have enough guys. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Back with your phone calls coming up. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, let's talk about Flag and Anthem for a second. They have all the gear you need for the unofficial start of summer. Versatile shirts, insanely soft tees, comfortable stretch shorts, swim gear, and more. Flag and Anthem's my go-to brand for premium quality clothes that I literally wear every day. And they're having a huge summer kickoff sale. It's coming up this weekend. Starts on Thursday. So for tomorrow, I'll remind you again tomorrow, 30% off warm weather staples like short sleeve shirts, graphic tees, hybrid shorts, Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. FlagandAnthem.com. Use the code 30, the numbers 30MDW. 30MDW this Thursday through Monday. 30% off at FlagandAnthem.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Is it
you know, disappointing to hear that some of your big guns aren't available on a given night in the bullpen?
I think that's how the game works. I mean, that's
you're out there playing with a tear in your elbow.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You're playing with a tear in your elbow.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how the game's always been, or, you know, since I've been playing. So when a guy's down, a guy's down. I mean, there's nothing I can do.
And Jim Salisbury poking a little bit last night after the game.
Yeah. The pit bull.
Yeah, it's frustration among even the scribes for the Phillies. We're back, Marks and Reese. You know, Kyle Gibson, who made the start last night, he's going to join us at 3 o'clock. There, Ike Reese. The Phillies have a great thing that they do every year that raises money for charity, and we'll tell you about that because he's going to come on and tell us about an item that he has that involves him. So he's going to come up at 3 o'clock, and I want to know what it was like in the clubhouse last night after a game like that. You know, how deflating was it? And, you know, what's the secret to kind of picking yourself up and forgetting about losses like that? So we'll talk to Kyle Gibson coming up at 3 o'clock about that. Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, shop the home team with Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. As I quickly try to scramble to pull it up, what was the question today, Jack?
Who do you blame more, the manager or the players, basically?
What do you say?
I blame the manager.
Really?
Do you believe Joe Girardi is holding back the Phillies, or is the roster just not good enough? 72% say Girardi's holding the roster.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Girardi's doing a good job, and I don't think that he's made any type of a difference, but this roster is also not good enough. Right?
It's good enough to be a playoff team. I believe that. They haven't been playing up to their level. Or to their potential. I do believe I can't go from saying this was a playoff roster before the season started to saying, no, this isn't a team that's good enough. They may not be playing well enough. That's the factuals there, that they aren't playing well. But I'm a little bit in the middle there. I don't know if Girardi is holding them back. He certainly isn't doing anything to help. But the roster, I do believe, is good enough. It doesn't mean that they don't have weaknesses and areas that they can improve upon, but the majority of this roster is good enough to make the playoffs.
And see, I agree with that too, right? But it's also like, who do you blame more, Girardi or the players? And you're right. Like, there's plenty of blame to go around. How about Dave Dombrowski, the GM? I know he didn't create a lot of this mess, but look at the bullpen. Right, this is Dombrowski's bullpen, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's brought in a lot of these guys. This hasn't worked. So he deserves
he gets
a lot
some
of
it.
Yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
Some too.
Now, Kyle Schwarber's batting what? I know he has a lot of home runs.
He has 203.
JT's batting 234.
Ridiculous.
Well, Castellanos is the bigger issue for me right now.
Castellanos hasn't been great recently.
Yeah, he's down to 255.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Real Muto, he came up last night. He got a sack fly. Runner on first and third, mm-hmm. right? You mm-hmm. get a double there and you clear the bases. The inning feels a little bit different. He's hitting seventh in the lineup, JT Realmuto.
He's supposed to be the best catcher in baseball, and it's not strictly because of his defense. He's supposed to be an offensive catcher. He's not playing up to his capabilities. You mean to tell me if JT Realmuto, who's a all-star catcher, was playing at the level he should be playing at, Kyle Schwarber hitting the ball with a little more regularity, you know, his power numbers, the home runs, RBIs, that stuff is okay, but the average is terrible. You know, if these guys were playing, and Reese Hoskins, who's looking for a new contract seemingly every year, if he was playing to his level, this team would be better than they are. And you know what? You wouldn't have Joe Girardi in a position where he has to be Casey Stengel.
Moving the lineup around.
Yeah, So, you know, It's sometimes you need one of these or a lineup that there needs to be little tinkering done to it, right? And it doesn't minimize or lessen the manager's IQ on the sport and his knowledge about the sport. It's just the more you have to tinker with the game, I believe most managers get exposed. There are very few managers that can tinker with the roster, the lineup, switching guys here, there, this, and that, and the other, and still be successful at it. This sport is a unique sport in the sense that the players almost had to police this thing themselves.
You're right.
Their talent carries the sport itself. The manager, that's why he's a manager and not a damn coach. He's there to manage it. Usually the players, that's why we say, okay, the 09 team, Girardi didn't have to do much. And no offense, I love Charlie Manuel. And he brought what he brought to the table. But a lot of people would tell you that lineup in 08 and that team in 08 was almost foul-proof.
How many times did he have to tinker with that lineup?
Right.
Maybe like one guy, tinkering with one guy to get him going.
Of course, there's always going to be one guy in the lineup that you have to mess with a little bit.
Not every guy except yes. Bryce.
I mean, he went through the first 25, 30 games with a different lineup in there every day.
Yeah. Schwarber's now six. Segura's fifth.
Yeah.
Boehm actually is settling in at two. Rhys Hoskins, your prototypical leadoff hitter. You know, Camargo is your shortstop because the Didi's been a terrible signing.
Yep.
Right? Like, Roman Quinn's your starting center fielder. Like, this is the best we could do. Roman
for now,
Quinn.
For now.
Yeah, for now. I can't wait for Mick to get here.
Yeah, and then we'll be yelling for him to get sent to Triple A.
Give it a week, and everyone will be out on Mick.
Yeah, he'll have two good games early, and then he'll go 0-25 with a lot of strikeouts. And Jack will be personally hurt.
No, I'll be all right. Well, I won't be all right.
Every team has a bright spot in there somewhere. and Mickey can be that bright spot.
All right.
Just here. 240 with like eight home runs.
That's all you need.
That's all we need out of center field.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
I don't want people expecting a 300 hitter in old Mick.
Yeah, right. You just can't have a hole at the bottom of your lineup, which you have with Roman Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's go to Bill in Summerdale. Bill, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I got a quick 10-second ice rink story. I was walking in the Defra Mall maybe 15 years ago with my son. He was about 15 years old. And Ike Reese is standing there. You don't expect him to be there eating ice cream.
Ah.
I said to my son.
By myself?
You were by yourself.
Ooh, boy. That doesn't sound like me.
And I said to my son, I wonder what he's doing here. In his cocky way, he said, Dad looks like he's eating ice cream to me.
Well, Renee might have been in a store shopping or something like that, and Ike was waiting for her to get out. I don't know.
Yeah. I am lactose intolerant, too. That is true.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about
that. That's why I wouldn't. No, never mind.
Why do pitchers need eight pitches between innings? Is that a rule?
Jack, why don't they just come right out there and start firing without warm-up pitches?
Well, because that's not... You can't go from zero.
Not what they do.
That's not what they do. You got to warm the arm up.
Got to warm the arm up
Bill.
A little bit. Bill.
There you go. Bill.
There you go.
I understand that, but then you got a guy in the bullpen who's been warming up for 5 minutes. He's got to come in and take eight pitches. I mean, what does it matter? He just walked. He came in 200 feet from the bullpen. He's got to warm up again. He's warmed up for 5 minutes.
You're basically saying he already got the warm up in. Why he just can't start pitching?
Yeah, I mean, if he's so worried about pitch count, I mean,
well, you know why? Because guys like Joe Girardi don't get him up early enough, and they actually need those pitches on the mound to get their arm ready. You know what I mean? Like last night, he was like, oh, I guess we're going with Nick Nelson. Aren't you thinking ahead to where if you take the lead? Like, if it's a tie game. Thank you, Bill.
Well, he already knows who's not available.
Right.
And he knows who he had used prior to Nelson.
Well, so he's looking at the lineup, and he's saying, I have a bunch of right-handers. I don't want to put Alvarado in there.
Mm-hmm.
And but he Jack, he thought Sir Anthony pitched the day before? Or
no, you know, he knew Sir Anthony didn't pitch. He hasn't pitched since Sunday, but he said he threw a lot of pitches, had a lot of up and downs, so that's why he didn't. It wasn't just 11 pitches that he pitched on
right.
Sunday, which he's technically right about. But it's still not that many pitches. It's still 11 pitches.
See, that brings us back to the whole baseball players of today.
Yes.
Right? It brings us back to that whole thought process, you know, while some former baseball players, won't say which teams, no name, none of that stuff, but former guys aren't necessarily high on today's guys in the way that they're used because everything is more about protecting the pitcher's arm as opposed to pushing these guys to see what – pushing them to do the unthinkable or pushing them to push themselves, right? Their arm may feel a little tired one day, and they're like, okay, I went 2 days in a row. I shouldn't maybe push it through three. Well, who knows? Maybe you can get through 3 days of being able to do it. I've never understood this. It's pitchers from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, maybe even the 90s, but 90s had a lot of different stuff involved with it, so I'll just leave those guys out. But when guys look like stick figures, right, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and these guys, yeah, they had whips for arms, man. I mean, the way they threw the ball and how many innings they pitched and how many times they went out there to for relief appearances or save situations. Today's athletes are supposed to be better.
Better, yeah.
Medicine.
Better equipped to be able to handle
to
and
do
recover.
That. And yes. It's almost like baseball is the only sport where it's going the other way. Football and basketball, they're playing longer. They come back from injuries faster. Baseball, it's almost like we've gotten to a point where we want to protect them more versus when they were 20 pounds less and, 30 years ago, these guys didn't have any problem pitching the amount of innings they pitch.
Well, no. where football and baseball have actually both gotten similar is with football, they reduce practices and they don't hit as much.
True.
So they think that trains the body, just like they think pitching less trains the body to stay healthier. When I was always the belief, the more you threw, the more your body would be able to get adjusted.
That's what Mitch – I've always heard Mitch Williams say that. I've always heard L.A. say that to where they feel like they need to be on more of a schedule than – more of a rest. Like, I understand that you...
And all that rest can actually and trying to ramp up is what causes injuries probably.
I'm fine with Joe Girardi trying to protect his relievers and not using the... Like, if you're using your relievers 3 days in a row all the time, all right, that's probably too much.
Right.
But like...
But everyone... But
yeah, you.
This is the time where you got to make an exception to the rule.
Man, you got to put your closer out there last night. He's got to be available.
Yeah, you got a chance to steal the game. Because Bryce gave you that opportunity by hitting that go-ahead home run in the top of the ninth. You got to say to yourself, you got to go to Knable and say,
I need you tonight,
big
and
dog.
If he says no, then just get, like,
then fine.
No, he says no, out.
Yeah.
Right, I want him out.
Yeah,
yes.
No.
I need a guy when I go to you, Skip, you need me? I'm in. Let's go. Yeah. Let me see what I got.
No, Mitch said it the other day when he called us. Larry said it many times to where it's just like they're figuring they're pitching every night unless it's like, all right. Like, L.A. had said that when Boston traded for him, I guess, way back, the Bagwell deal, that he was either warming up or pitching for like a month straight every day or something. What was the story, Jack? It was like, not fair. Like, they won't pitch him Joe won't pitch him 3 days in a row?
Yeah, I don't get it. It's the philosophy. That's what
it
is.
It's the philosophy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And Joe says that he's worried about October, and he's
hey, Joe.
Like, dude, you're not making it to October, Joe.
It's going to be green October, Joe, not red October.
Well, they're going to be rested in October.
I'm just saying it. If he keeps this up.
The only thing he's worried about is their golf games in October, making sure they're fully rested for that.
And here's the other thing. Here's a piece of advice for you, Joe. I don't care if you burn their arms out right now because some of them shouldn't be here during the trade deadline. So maybe we move some of these guys at some point.
Well, and if his starting staff wasn't then giving them good innings, I would get it. But their starters are going deep enough in games to where it shouldn't be that big of an issue.
No, exactly, Jack. If these guys were going, and I know Gibson went five innings last night. It's not like it went two and a third. It's not like that these guys haven't been. This bullpen should be rested. They haven't logged a lot of innings compared to what I've watched in the past. Some of this bad starting pitching. Let's go to Benji. Benji's in Mount Airy. Benji, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
Benji?
What's up, Benji?
Calling in. That game last night was just, it was terrible. Like, Nelson should have never been in that inning. And in that at bat against Swanson, he missed on that double. It was a double, right? He missed middle in, and JT wanted it away. Like, he needs to be out as soon as that happens. And the only reason we were even in that game, Bryce had four RBIs yesterday. Like, he's carrying us through all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, why? I don't understand why Girardi is still even here.
Well, might not have to worry about that for long. I'm wondering, right, because the Phillies have to and appreciate the call, Benji. The Phillies have to hear this noise right now, or maybe they've shut their ears off to it. Because the only time you get a firing in the middle of the season is usually if they hear everybody from the outside calling for the firing.
And you
most owners don't fire coaches or managers in the middle of a season.
No, and you were saying this yesterday. Either the owner, the GM, whoever, gets a feel for what's going on in the clubhouse and what the guys are saying. And I'll say this. It doesn't seem like the guys have a negative opinion on Joe Girardi, but it certainly doesn't seem like they're rallying around them or this. Like,
no, that's clear.
It seems like kind of when you hear Joe talk after the game, it seems like that's just what it's like in the clubhouse. Just very like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it starts with the manager. Can we hear more Joe after last night's game, Jack? I know you had a bunch of Joe Girardi
As here's Joe.
Where was Sir Anthony or Alvarado?
Alvarado was available. Sir Anthony was not available. Corey was not available. Familia was not available. String of right-handers they had. Nelly had just thrown the ball extremely well. So
Nelly.
I mean, we were short, really short tonight in the bullpen.
Yeah, don't use Nelly. Please don't use Nelly. Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
Oh, Mikey. Nelly.
Yeah. Was Nelly a Yankee before?
Well, he actually was.
Oh, he was. But did Girardi manage him, or is
No,
he didn't. I knew he used to be a manager. I don't know if he managed him. Because, you know, like, he has the connection to the Yankees.
Sure. If he managed Nick Nelson, he'd be the closer. I mean, like, if he knew his kind of stuff, he would be a way bigger role than what he has.
So here's another issue. And I know that there are right-handed batters. Doesn't Alvarado throw 100 miles an hour? I know that, like, he's probably the last guy you want to put in there. But he does throw 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And Nelson's going out for a second inning.
Yeah.
Right, like he's being paid to be a guy that's supposed to be a high leverage reliever. At least that's what I thought Alvarado was supposed to be. You're not going to use him. You're bringing Nelson in for a second inning over that, man. That looks bad. Josh and Ben Salem. Josh, what up? How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right, Josh.
What's up, Josh?
So I'm kind of on Ike's side with this. I feel like Joe Girardi should be fired, but that's only going to change so much, in my opinion. And this is more on the players. I mean, you look at last night, there's three prime examples of that. You have JT striking out with the bases loaded, Roman Quinn with the missed fly ball in the outfield, Norwood with the blown save. I mean, all that is on the players, and I feel like Joe Girardi is only holding them back by a little bit.
Well, yeah, and he certainly isn't adding anything that helps the team, Josh, right now. That's probably a bigger issue. And I think it's his philosophy and the whole binder Joe thing doesn't sit well with a lot of our fan base. You want to see a guy who's won a World Series, who's coached the New York Yankees, have a little bit more of a gut feel for coaching the game, for managing the game. Right, you would think, like, man, I thought we were getting an upgrade when we got Joe Girardi here as a manager, and it's been very disappointing for what, two and a half years now.
Yep,
that Joe Girardi's been here.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the kind of like Doc. He was supposed to be the difference maker.
Yep,
and he hasn't made a difference at all.
Yep. Isn't that ironic? Then he won his title the year after Doc won his.
Oh, the same guy. They're the Spider-Man meme. Except Doc at least like gives us something to talk about with his
right.
I mean, Joe almost got there last night. He gave a little bit of a Doc answer.
Can we hear it? It's just with Zalecki?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here.
Hold on.
Yeah. He got
a little bit.
All right.
A little testy.
Yeah. I want to hear that. Go ahead.
Sir Anthony had, I think he didn't pitch yesterday, but 11 on Sunday. So why he wasn't available?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay.
He needed another day. He's had multiple innings, and sometimes it'll go down as one inning, but it might be an out for one guy, one inning, and then he goes back out. You know, I consider that a one plus. So he wasn't available.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Trust that.
There you go. Maybe the Flyers can hire a guy that won a championship in the early 2000s.
John Tortorella.
Meanwhile, the Lakers still can't hire a damn coach. So impressed with Darvin Ham, they waited four more days not to hire him still.
He's a finalist.
Great.
Yeah. Sure, he appreciates just not having the job,
yeah,
L.A.
Just hanging out there in the air, yeah.
What exactly?
Inspiring hire by the Lakers.
Scotty Bowman still available for that? But the poor Flyers fans that are...
Hey.
Yeah. Interviewing. The only reason I would want Tortorella hired is for content. We could actually play him.
Oh, yeah.
Getting mad.
Love to have him here.
Yeah. That's awesome. Jeff, Northeast.
See if Howard tries him at a press conference.
Yeah. How would Howard react to him?
Howard's talking about the third line mix up that Tortorella made.
Or is it? They're interviewing Dope. Barry Trotz, too. Another. They just recycle these coaches in the NHL.
At least Barry Trotz won a championship 3 years ago.
He did. Did Tortorella not win a cup? You just make it to a cup?
I have no idea.
He did. 2004 Tampa Bay Lightning. Perfect.
Oh, great.
He won a championship almost 20 years ago. Exactly what the city likes to do. Bringing the guys long after they've been good coaches. Tortorella fit right in. This is awesome. Joe Girardi. Who can the Eagles hire next?
No, the Eagles are fine, man. Leave them alone.
Like Holmgren available to bring back?
We ripped and made fun of their coach last year. He's at least made it through that. He's proven himself
the
now.
First part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Jeff in Northeast Philly. Jeff, got 90 seconds. Go ahead. How are you?
All right, I'm going to make this quick. It takes so much for me to call. I called, I don't know, 15 years ago. I'm a school teacher. I'm on break now, so I have the time. But I'm also at every game.
Oh.
I'm a fan. I'm a worker. And I think there's two people getting a free pass. And losing the game the way they did last night may be a blessing in disguise. It's great to see Harp. I was freaking out at 11 o'clock at night when he smashed that. But I learned 40 years ago never to slide headfirst. I hope you don't think I'm being nitpicky here, but guess what? That game Sunday when I left the ballpark, and that ballpark was acting like we won Game 7 of the World Series, and that nitwit slid into first base. That game would have been over in the ninth inning. And guess what happened again last night? Camargo, Hoskins, and Realmuto in that win Sunday gets a free pass. Camargo did it again last night, sliding into first base. I learned a 10 to 12 hardball. You don't slide into first base ever unless to avoid a collision. Guess what? People were acting like that was Game 7 of the World Series because they beat the Dodgers when that game should have been over in the ninth inning.
Yeah, we got you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm more interested in what happened in the ninth inning last night than –
I agree. I think the main problem with the Phillies is they slide into first base.
Well, it's one of the reasons, Jack. One of the reasons. 215-592-9490.
I always thought it was pretty cool.
You know, I think it gets too bad of a rep. I think it shows you're trying hard.
You know what I mean?
is Odubel the number one seed for sliding in the first base as a Philly in recent memory?
Yeah.
He loves sliding in the first base.
Reese did it out of pure anger at himself, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does look cool when they slide in the first base.
Yeah. It never works.
It never works, no.
And you can only pop your shoulder out, but
you break your fingers or your thumb, wrists, things
cool.
like that.
Looks cool. It does. Looks like you're hustling.
Looks like you're trying. Yes. That's all we want in this city. I wish all the players dove into first base.
You know, all the kids on my daughter's softball team, they run through second base and third base like it's first base, and you're trying to explain to them, like, no, you can't run through third base like that. They're like, why?
It takes a couple years for them to get that.
Because they don't want you, because you can't. 215-592-9494. Kyle Gibson made the start last night, joins the show coming up next. What's he doing for the Phillies Fantastic Auction? And what was the mood in the clubhouse after the loss last night? Does he still believe this team can win? All that with Gibson coming up next. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, BetMGM's the king of sportsbooks, and they unleash the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.